Wow.
The new Netflix original series, Daredevil, is awesome. It kind of feels like a cool combination of Law and Order and the comic book. If you're a real Daredevil fan, you want noir, you want blood, you want guts, you want religion, you want all of these things hard-boiled in your face all the time. The comic book is not for the squeamish at times. It's not for people that want a happy ending. It's kind of like the same feeling that you get from the Dark Knight films, that things are just really bad, and it's going to take someone sacrificing themselves to get it done. And while Batman kind of takes a lot of the credit for this type of character, Daredevil was doing it better and in a different way for a long period of time. And a lot of that has to do with Frank Miller writing both Daredevil and Batman at different times. But to get back to the TV series, the cast is phenomenal. Charlie Cox is a guy that's been around, he's been in a bunch of movies, but he's never really had the opportunity to get this much time on screen, and he's awesome as Matt Murdock. He's everything that you would want in a Daredevil. And sure, he doesn't have the flaming red hair and da-da-da-da, but he looks good in the glasses. He's very smooth. He looks great in the fighting scenes, which are awesome, by the way. It's like they made Daredevil like WWE, former WWE wrestler John Morrison. He's like in parkour and stuff. It's like if he's fighting in a room with like a wall, he uses it to his advantage. He's very wary of his surroundings. I love the way they incorporate the breathing mechanisms when he could tell the truth, when he could tell that someone's telling the truth. You know, the sounds of things he picks up on very quickly. The backstory of Daredevil is incorporated beautifully in the first episode. The way the series starts is awesome. Everything is done right. If you can't get excited by this first episode, then you are, one, not a comic book fan, and then two, not a TV fan, because this is just good TV. The same way shows like Smallville and Arrow are just good shows by themselves, Daredevil is in the same category. I mean, it also helps, too, getting back to the cast. Deborah Ann Woll from True Blood is in this, and she's at her usual adorable, beautiful self. She's a great actress. Vincent D'Onofrio plays Kingpin, and even though we don't see him in the first episode, we hear his voice, and I cannot wait to see him in the second episode, or third, whichever he shows up in. Bob Gunton, oh my god, this guy is a freaking legend, and he's getting on in years, but he's still a fantastic actor. If you guys don't remember him, he was the warden from The Shawshank Redemption. He is a phenomenal actor. Eldon Henson is in this. And if you guys don't know who Eldon Henson is, then you need to brush up on your pop culture, because he's Fulton Reed from The Mighty Ducks. Oh my god, all grown up. It's crazy. Everyone just works really well together. And again, the setting is that Hell's Kitchen is a mess. There's corruption, there's greed, and Matt Murdock is going to be the guy that fixes this. And it's like the first episode just does a beautiful job of setting the scene and making you care about all of these characters. So, you must watch it. And I know as a journalist, we're not supposed to say this is a must watch. It's a tour de force. Because that's what journalists, bad journalists, do. But it's almost impossible not to recommend this show. Charlie Cox is so good as Daredevil. Deborah Ann Woll is so pretty, and she's so charismatic. Eldon Henson is the perfect, like, supporting guy. There's just so much going on here, and it's like you almost can't wait for it to unwrap itself. And until the pace kind of falters, or until the story gets a little cliche, right now it's like the perfect combination of like hard-boiled noir drama.